dictation for Lisa Hampton. Lisa, L-I-S-A, Hampton, H-A-M-P-T-O-N. Date of service is 9-19-2024. Date of birth is 1-9-1976. Date of accident is 7-15-2024. The patient has been a victim of an automobile accident recently where she was T-boned on a passenger side to another car while she was a driver, as other car appeared suddenly in front of her. The impact caused her extreme TBI symptoms, headaches, neck pain, pain in both the shoulders, especially the left side torticollis, and severe pain in the lower back and the hip area on the left as well. Patient has a difficult time working. Pain level is between 9 and 10. Headaches are 9. And ADLs are affected 8. 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, for additional issues, for substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. The physical examination, blood pressure is 173 over 121, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam does remain the same from previous visit dated. August 19, 2024, dictation number 0901-007. The plan is to, diagnosis is the same, plan is to continue the medications, which are as follows. In physical examination, do mention that the patient has extreme spasm of the upper trapezius bilaterally and the cervical fiber as well as the thoracic fibers, with several trigger points noted, and may require injection. Patient didn't want the injection treatment today, and that will be provided at a later date. The medication that are provided to the patient are as follows: Mobic, 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect; Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation; Protonix, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection; Elavil, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder. Patient is referred to orthopedic surgery for a second consultation for the left shoulder, as well as spine surgery consultation. And the patient has been provided Valium 10 milligram at night for a muscle relaxation. Cymbalta ER 60 milligram is provided for further relief in the symptoms. Her maps and lab have been reviewed, and the patient was found to be in compliance. Thank you. We'll be seen in 30 days time. All the MRIs were reviewed, and she was informed about the possible injection treatment for her lumbar spine once her shoulder is better. She has a frozen shoulder on the left side, which is being treated by the orthopedic surgery and by physical therapy. And in the finding of the shoulder, please mention the range of motion is only 70 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. It is impossible to open, and the patient is having a frozen shoulder. Thank you. Appreciate it. Also mention that patient has a torticollis on the left side. Her neck is tilted towards the right, and she has extreme spasm of the sternocleidomastoid muscle and the trapezius muscle on the left side especially. All the both sides are in spasm, and various trigger points have been noticed. And patient also has a quadratus lumborum spasm, and the shoulder muscles are also quite tender, especially the supraspinatus and infraspinatus. Thank you.